50 years ago, Americans first heard about the miniskirt-wearing mom who drew the scorn of a small town.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
Harper Valley PTA made singer Jeannie C. Riley the first woman to hit number one on both the pop and country charts. More recently, the song made Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest country songs of all time. As part of our series 1968, How We Got Here, NPR's Elizabeth Blair says the message still resonates.
Harper Valley PTA is like a clapback to slut shaming. The shaming comes in the form of a snarky letter from the PTA to a single mom.
Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild.
Going wild, men, drinking, short skirts. The PTA just cannot hold back its judgments.
And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way.
The PTA messed with the wrong mom. She shows up at a PTA meeting in her miniskirt and calls out their hypocrisy one by one. Like the married man who's been hitting on her, the woman whose breath smells of gin, and where did Mr. Baker's secretary go?
And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town?
It's the kind of song that when you turn it on, everybody wants to turn it up, and people who haven't heard it before kind of can't believe that it came out 50 years ago.
Margaret Eby is a writer from Birmingham, Alabama, who now lives in New York. She used to play Harper Valley PTA on her college radio show just a decade ago. She loves how the character in the song socks it to the PTA.
When it happened, it's kind of a spectacular event. It's just a real fun morsel of seeing people get their comeuppance.
Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites.
In 1968, when Harper Valley PTA was released, there were no federal laws against firing a woman if she was pregnant. A woman needed her husband to co-sign to get a credit card. Tom T. Hall, who wrote the song, said it's based on a true story from his childhood in Kentucky. He says that single mom showed up at a PTA meeting and berated the members for their indiscretions and hypocrisy. Hall was impressed, as he said in this 1984 TV interview.
I never thought anybody would stand up and say, hey, I'm doing okay, leave me alone. And I was just knocked out. And I didn't write the song for about 20 years later or something like that.
No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way.
She felt discriminated against, and it made her somewhat rebellious.
Jeannie C. Riley says Harper Valley PTA changed her life. It was her first record and an instant hit. She went from being a secretary to touring the country and performing on TV with Johnny Cash and her idol, Loretta Lynn. She won a Grammy. She bought a house for her and her first husband, expensive perfumes, and a new Cadillac.
I couldn't go around in our old 57 Chevy after Harper Valley.
But remember, this was 1968, and the music business was as sexist as any other. The record label wanted to brand her as if she were the woman in the song. Riley says they didn't want her mentioning her husband in interviews, and they only wanted to see her in a miniskirt.
Right off, I could see that I was being considered an image, not a person. A sassy sex bot instead of a singer.
Riley says that just wasn't her. She became a born-again Christian and started recording gospel songs.
I don't have glamour to cling to. I don't have the excitement of being on top of the heap or possessions, but I've got peace of mind and joy in my spirit like I've never had before.
As for the PTA, Jeannie C. Riley says she got some angry letters from people accusing her of trying to hurt the Parent-Teacher Association. She says she wasn't. She was a member herself. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The day my mama socked it to